Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On April 2, 2005, John Paul II, history's most well-traveled pope and the first non-Italian to hold the position since the 16th century, died at his home in the Vatican. 6 days later, 2 million people packed Vatican City for his funeral, said to be the biggest funeral in history. Let's listen.
Santa Maria Messe, Madison, Santo Domingo, the Vassino, Renekine, that the Pope is dead.
What? The Pope's dead?
The Pope is dead.
He went swimming. He thought it would be fun, and he dove head first. He didn't check. He thought his God would protect him. He was
Quanto
wrong.
Santa Maria Messe, don't go in the Vatican swimming pool. We had it drained because of the Pope. He had dove first.
It was drained, and then it was only 2 feet deep, and he didn't know it.
Quanto se le matisse.
This has been the Italian translation to English of the Vatican news. The Pope is dead. He dove headfirst into a swimming pool. Don't do the same unless you want to die similarly like your Holy Father.
It was shortly thereafter that the Catholic Church did adopt the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not dive headfirst into a shallow swimming pool, especially if you're an incredibly old man who doesn't realize how shallow it is. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.